You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Judd. In this podcast, I will be giving you a demonstration of the new update to Uber that just came out very recently. Some people have reported issues with the new layout, and I will do my best to show you how I've been able to get around some of these issues. This podcast will be divided into two sections. The first section is I will be going through the main interface of the app and note the changes, plus some new features that I've found that were available in previous updates, but I had overlooked them myself. Then, the last part of the podcast is I will show you some tips and tricks on scheduling a trip, and then how to rate your driver based on the new layout, because some questions came up about that. Well, how do you rate your driver? It doesn't look accessible. Well, it is accessible. I will show you how to do this. So, let's go into the Uber app. I'll bring up my app switcher now.
Messages. VoiceOver off.
Oops. I hit it a little. I turned off VoiceOver, and then we turned it back on.
VoiceOver on. There. Messages. Oh. Screen curtain. App switcher. Home. Dropbox. Uber. Active.
There we go.
Uber. Menu. Button.
And I'm using iOS 10.1 with the Ava voice. Okay. Let's take a look at the main menu that pops up. That's the first thing you'll see is a main menu button. Now, before we get to that, though, let me explain what's on the screen. There's the main menu button. Then if you swipe to your right,
where to button.
The new feature that came with this update, which I really like, is called the where to button. And what that is basically it's Uber's way of saying, what's your destination? Where do you want to go? If you remember in previous updates, you had to swipe all the way to the towards the end of the screen and then double tap on enter destination. Then you did a search. Then you found your destination. There was a lot of steps involved. But with this new update, Uber tries to make that process a little easier. So you can double tap on this and you can enter in your information. Now, if we continue to swipe right, something new that Uber added with this update, it tries to determine what top three places you might like to go to. Right here on the main screen of the app. Now I know when you enter in the final destination, it does that as well, but this makes it really cool because what if you're trying to go to somewhere that you've been to a lot and you just want to go here, double tap on this place, and then you're done. So let's do that. Let's take a look at this here, and then I will show you what will happen when we schedule a trip. I'm not going to actually book a ride because I don't need to go right now, but I want to show you what it looks like when we attempt to book a ride and what the new layout is for that. So let's swipe right on the screen.
Where to button. Walgreens. Walmart Supercenter button.
So Walmart is the first thing that pops up. And because I go there a lot, obviously, for groceries and whatnot. Then if we swipe to the right.
Walgreens button.
There's Walgreens. And if we swipe to the right again.
Steak and Shake button.
Steak and Shake, which is a restaurant, like a fast food or sit-down restaurant.
Steak and Shake button.
And that's that. The top three places that Uber thinks that you might want to go. So before we take a look at that and try and book a ride, though, I want to go back and look at the main menu, because this is where you would go in here if you have any need to edit your account settings, edit your payment settings, that type of thing. So let's go to the main menu.
Where to? Menu. Button.
And it's always on the very left-hand side.
Where to? Menu. Button.
Of the screen, or you can just find the where to button and swipe left, and there it is. So let's double tap on the main menu button.
Menu. Close. Button.
Okay, the first button that you always see is the close button. That'll take you out of this menu. All right, let's swipe right.
Close. Button. Close. Button.
Okay, it's, I don't know why it's saying close. Hang on.
Chris Judd.
There we go. Okay, now it's saying my name. And what that is that will allow you to edit your account, meaning your first name, your last name, your telephone number, your email address. And there's one other button that's unlabeled. Let me explain what that is. I'm on an email list and somebody asked that question. And I think what that is a button for uploading a picture, but I'm not sure about that, but I'm just going off of what I read. Okay. So let's keep going to the right.
Payment.
Payment. That's where you would enter in your payment details, credit card information, PayPal, etc.
Your trips.
Your trips, that is your trip history. And that history goes all the way back to your very first trip with Uber. My first trip was last year. And it went all the way back. One time I thought, I wonder how far back this thing goes. Well, I looked, and it went all the way back to the first trip I ever used with Uber. And I'm like, it was like last October. And I'm like, oh, wow, it goes back that far? All right, let's keep going to the right.
Free rides.
Free rides, I believe this is where you would give out your Uber code to any new riders. And you would get, I think you and they would get a free ride up to $20. And these are people who have never used Uber before. You can have them use your code and you and they would get, I guess it's a free ride up to $20. I think that's how that works.
Help.
Help. I'm going to take a look at that right now because there are some new things in here that I think are very interesting. So let's double tap on help.
Help.
All right. So let's see what we have in here.
Back button.
We have the back button.
Help.
And there's it says help. I guess that's just telling you the title of the thing.
Your last trip.
Now it's saying your last trip, and it's going to tell you the amount of your last trip, the time you took it, because it assumes when you click on help, it assumes that hey, I have a problem with this last trip here, so it only makes sense to bring this trip up. Now if that's not the case, just keep swiping.
Additional topics.
And then there's a thing called additional topics. What I'll do is I'll go back here.
Report 13. Kaya Optima.
Okay.
Report an issue with this trip.
There's a report an issue with this trip. And if you had an issue with the trip, you would double tap on that. Let me see what happens when we do that.
Report and back button.
This trip was a good trip, but I want to show you what happens. Let's say you had an issue with the trip. There are some options available. So let's take a look and see what we have.
Trip details. Today, $320, $13, Kaya Optima, $11,000, you rated Taz.
Okay, it tells me that I rated the driver.
Help button.
There's a help button.
Receipt button.
You can look at your receipt if you need to double check to make sure what it says.
I lost an item.
And then there are some options that you can pick. So one of them is I lost an item.
I had an issue with my fare.
I had an issue with my fare.
My driver was unprofessional.
My driver was unprofessional.
My vehicle wasn't what I expected.
My vehicle wasn't what I expected.
I had an issue with the receipt or payment option.
I had an issue with the payment option.
I had an issue with my promo code.
Mm-hmm.
I was involved in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Uber pool issues. Uber pool issues.
Now, I don't know what that is, the Uber pool issues. I don't know what that means. But so basically, you can pick from any of those options if this involves your current trip, the one that you just took. Which I had no problem with my trip, so we will go back.
Trip details. Back button.
So we'll just click on back.
Back.
Okay.
Help. Back. A trip and fare review. A guide to Uber.
Okay, now we're on help. And the additional topics.
Trip and fare. Additional topics. Trip and fare review.
Trip and fare review. I guess what that would do will give you the rates, I guess. I have not looked at that one yet.
A guide to Uber.
A guide to Uber. That will give you a guide. We'll talk to you about what Uber is.
Accessibility.
Accessibility. We are going to pay special attention to that because there's some items in there that I think everyone should know about.
Account and payment.
Account and payment. There's that new one of the new features I want to show you. We'll get to that in just a second.
Driving with Uber.
Driving with Uber.
Delivery.
Delivery. In some areas now, Uber is starting to offer delivery services. Here in my area, they do not offer that at this time. It's just listed there, but I can't access that at this time.
Events and inquiries.
Events and inquiries, I don't know what that is.
Business travel.
Business travel, that's if you can set up a profile for one for your personal account, and you can, if you want to set up a business account with Uber for your business, I guess you can do that.
Messages.
Double tapped on that, and that for some reason did not work. I'll probably report that to Uber, unless if you click on view messages, because that's the next option over. That is where you can view all of your correspondence with Uber text or Uber support. That's where they have all of them stored for your records. Okay, let's go to the accessibility setting first, because there's some options in here I want you to listen to, and then we'll go to the account and payment option, because you can actually look at your rating in here. Because I know we rate the drivers and they rate us. And so I've always wanted to know, what is my rating? I'm curious. So a while back I did some checking and I found out, oh, this is how to do it. So I'm going to show you guys how to do it. So here we go. Let's go to the accessibility setting.
Driving with Uber. Account accessibility. Accessibility. Back button.
Okay, now we're in accessibility. Let's see what options we have.
Accessibility. How to use VoiceOver.
How to use VoiceOver. That's the very first option.
What is Uber's policy about service animals and assistive devices?
Okay, that should be assistive devices, but it says assistive devices. I don't know why it says that, but it basically lets you hear Uber's policy about service animals.
I want to report a service animal issue.
I want to report a service animal issue. Right there. So if you're having a problem with an Uber driver and you have a service animal, this is where you would come in the app and you would report the issue. Now, let me double tap on this and I will show you what the form says, because it's a form you have to fill out.
I want your back button.
All right, we're on the back button. So if we swipe to the right.
Tell us more. I want to report a service animal issue.
Okay, and then there's a little thing that you have to read first. It's very short.
Service animals must be accommodated in compliance with applicable accessibility laws. Please report any issue involving your service animal here.
Okay. So then what you would do is you would swipe right after that.
Was your service animal denied? Yes or no. Text field.
Okay, it says, was your service animal denied? Yes or no. If your service animal was denied, then you would say yes. Or you could say, you know, or you'd say no, depending on what the problem was.
Trip details.
Okay, then we have trip details. That's the next section of the form.
Trip details. If possible, please include the trip date and time, along with the partner driver's name. Text field.
And then you'd fill in that part.
Share additional details. Tell us what happened. Text field.
And then you would put that in there.
Submit.
And then you would hit submit. And then I would suggest in that information, I think you can also include in there any contact information, or Uber basically has your information on file. So they'll either call you or they'll email you. You can resolve your problems with them, your complaints, your issues with this. But this is a fast way of reporting any service animal problems that you might have. Okay, let's get to the next thing here.
Back button. Back. Accessibility. How to use voice. What is I want to report. How to request a WAV.
Okay, this last one that you heard is, I just checked what that one is, and I think that's designed for something local here where I live. It's nothing national. I think this is like a local thing that Uber, I guess, partnered with somebody. I don't know who that company is, but we will go back to the next option in help, which is account and payment, because there's something I want to show you.
Back button. Back. Help. A guide to Uber. Driving with Uber. Account and payment. Account and pay. Back button.
Okay, account and payment. This is where I want to show you some things that I just realized in the last update. I was looking at the app a little more closely, and I thought to myself, you know, there's got to be some other things in here that I haven't seen yet. You know, I know how to request a ride, I know all this other stuff, but, you know, there's got to be some other things in here that I want to find out. So I did some investigating, and I came across some of these newer things, and they cleaned up the screens a little bit so you can get to items a little more quickly so that they're not all scattered all over the place. So let's see what we have in this section.
Account and payment. I can sign in or request a ride.
Okay, they're basically in headings or little question things.
Account settings and ratings.
Account settings and ratings. That's what I want to show you. But let's see what else is here.
Notifications.
There's notifications.
Business profiles.
Business profiles.
Adding a payment option.
Mm-hmm.
Payment options.
Payment options.
Receipts and billing issues.
Receipts and billing.
I have an unknown charge.
An unknown charge.
Using promos and credits.
Promos and credits.
Linking accounts.
Linking accounts.
Linking accounts.
And that's it. Now I want to show you the ratings section.
Payment options. Adding a payment. Business proof. Notifications. Account settings and ratings. Account setting. Back button.
Okay. Now we're doing account settings and ratings. I usually check this every couple of weeks because it's not going to jump up that fast. I mean, it could. If you take Uber all the time, your rating could shoot up, or it could go down, depending on what drivers rate you. So let's see what we have here.
Account settings and ratings. How do I update my profile?
How do I update my profile?
Change the name on my account.
Change the name on my account. And that's where the first, you know, when we logged in to, or we hit the main menu button, and we swipe to the right, and you heard my name. That is where you would go to change your name. It'll say your name. You double tap on it. That's where you change your name, your email address, your phone number. You can do that right from the app. Before, I had to go to the website to do it. Now you can do it right from the app.
How to change the app's language setting?
How to change the app's language setting?
How do I change my location?
How do you change your location? Now that I have not tried. I don't know how that works.
How to edit favorite places.
How to edit favorite places. I think what that is, let's say you have a home and a work. Like, home would be, you know, that's one of my, that's where I start from frequently, and that's what they kind of, you know, I guess that's where that would, you'd start from, I guess, or you would say is one of your favorites. I'm not actually sure how that works. I haven't played with that option yet.
How to customize my invite code.
Okay.
How do I sign out of the app?
How do I sign out?
I'd like to know my rating.
I'd like to know my rating. Right there. You would double tap on it.
I'd like to know back button.
Okay, and it there's a little paragraph here that we have to read first, and if you've heard this a million times, you can just skip it and go to the next button, but if you haven't, we'll just read it.
Tell us more. I'd like to know my rating.
Okay, and we just swipe to the right.
After each trip, riders and drivers are given the opportunity to rate one another based on their trip experience. The rating system works to make sure that the most respectful riders and drivers are using Uber. Ratings are always reported as averages, and neither riders nor drivers will see the individual rating left for a particular trip. You may learn your average rating by tapping submit below.
Okay, so let's do that.
Submit button. Thank you.
All right, here's the suspense. Let's find out what my rating is.
Your average trip rating is 4.82 stars.
Oh, not bad. 4.82. Not bad at all. That's almost 5. That's pretty good.
Okay, button. Okay.
Okay, now that we're out of that.
Back, button.
Okay, let's go to the main menu, and to do that, we just have to get out of this.
Help, back, button, back, menu, button.
Okay, now we're in the menu. I want to schedule a trip real quick, and I want to show you what this looks like to schedule a trip and how it will, and how the layout is a little different, but I like it this way. And then what we'll do is I'm going to stop this recording, and I'll come back after I've gone somewhere, and I will show you how to rate your driver. So here we go. Let's go to Walmart. So all we have to do, remember, we're in the main home screen of the app, the main screen, and remember, it tells us two or three places that we've gone the most frequent, and all we have to do...
Where to? Button. Walmart Supercenter. Button.
Is Walmart. Double tap on that.
Walmart Supercenter. Selected. Uberx. $5.06.
Okay. Did you hear that? It said Uberx $5 to $6. That's a change. And let me explain what that is. Remember in the older updates or the older versions of the app, if you wanted to know how much something was, you'd have to schedule your or get your destination in, go to Trip Estimator or Estimate Trip. You double tap on that, you swipe over, and it would tell you. Right here, it's all on one screen. So let's take a look.
Back, but popular, tape selected, Uberx, $5.06.
Now, the first one is UberX, which is the default. It's $5 to $6.
XL, $7.09.
Uber XL is $7 to $9, and that's like a bigger car.
1, 2, 4 seats.
That can seat up to 4 people.
4 bullets, 2,000, request UberX, button.
And that those bullets, that was the credit card that is used, that you used on your last trip. And if you don't want to use that card, you would double tap on that, on those 4 bullets, or whatever those bullets are. You would double tap it, and it would bring you right to that payment screen, and you can change it right from there. And then you would hit Request UberX. And then what it will do is, let me explain what it'll do here. It'll say Optimizing Trip, and all you have to do is just keep swiping every so often, and it will say... driver name, whatever, you know, the driver's name, and then there's a contact driver button right on that screen. There's no more trip options button you have to double tap to go right to that. It's all on that one screen. And you double tap that. You can leave a message like before. You can call the driver like before. Everything's all on one screen now. There's no more double tapping to go from 2 to 3 screens. So, if you want to make sure that everything is okay, let's just see. On the very left-hand side of the screen.
Pickup, home, ETA, 7 minutes. Double tap to edit pickup location.
If I were to request this right now, they're 7 minutes away. So it would say, it says ETA 7 minutes. And then it would you'd basically request the trip from there. And then the notifications work as always. When the Uber arrives, you'll get a notification. It says your Uber is now arriving, and it gives the car, the license plate, the driver's name, that sort of thing. So that's going to do it for
app switcher. Desk Dropbox active.
The first Dropbox. Part of this stop. App recording. I'm going to stop this, but then I'm going to be right back. And I will come back, and after I've taken a trip somewhere, I will show you how to give your driver a rating. So I will be right back in a second. Okay, I'm back now, and I just completed a trip a little while ago, and it's time to rate the driver. Now, some people were saying that this part is a little bit inaccessible, and I'm here to show you what I found. Now, maybe it was at the beginning when this update came out, but it seems to be accessible now. For me, at least when I first tried it, it was. So let me show you what happens when we go to the app.
Doc, drop recorder, Uber.
Okay, it's coming up. There it is. Now let me slow the speech down just a bit here.
Words. Speaking rate. 61%.
There we go. Okay, now the app is up.
Where to? Button. Menu. Button.
And on the left-hand side of the screen, we have the menu button, which is what we talked about before. And then if we swipe right.
Where to? Button.
We're going to have the where to. If we go again,
Walgreens button.
We're going to have our list of trips that Uber thinks we might want to go to based on our, you know, the amount of times we go to these places.
Steak and Shake, new items, dimmed button.
Now there's something that says new items dimmed. I don't know what that is. I'm not sure what that exactly is, but if we go past that.
Rate your trip with Chuck.
Rate your trip with Chuck. Now, obviously, Chuck is my Uber driver. And if we swipe right.
11,212, 1 star, button.
And it gives the address of the trip and the time and that sort of thing. And now we're on to the star ratings. So, I took a trip from Walmart back home. And I'm going to give Chuck 5 stars because it was a very pleasant trip. He did a good job, so I'm going to rate him 5 stars.
2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, button.
And if we swipe right again,
5 stars, button.
That's all there is. So it's 1 to 5, and then if you double tap on the star rating,
select it, back, button.
A screen comes up, and this is a cool feature I like about this. It's something that they implemented last time with one of the previous updates. But with this one, they really, I think this is a really good thing they do here. With this, you can actually pick what was good or bad about the service as opposed to just giving someone a star rating. So if we swipe right.
Rating. Excellent.
Okay, 5 stars is excellent.
1 star, button.
And then it's going to give the 1 to 5 stars again. So you can just skip that.
2 stars, 3 stars, 4 selected, 5 stars, button. Give a compliment.
give a compliment. And this is where it gives you a list of choices based on your rating. So, example, mine is 5 stars. And this changes pretty every so often. Now, there are a lot of times you'll get the same stuff, that which is regular, the choices. But sometimes they add some pretty cool things. So let's see here what we have.
Above and beyond button.
Above and beyond, I'm going to select that.
Selected. Above and beyond.
And you can double tap and you can select multiple things. It doesn't have to be just one thing. So then you swipe right again.
Awesome music button.
Awesome music. That one I've seen come up every so often. So if your Uber driver has had some pretty cool music in the car that you like, you can select that one.
Great amenities button.
Great amenities. I guess maybe AC or heat or things like that. You could do that if you wanted to. I'm going to select that.
Selected. Great amenities. Text field.
And this text field is where you can leave additional comments if you'd like. You don't have to.
Write a thank you note.
You can write a thank you note.
Submit button.
And I'm going to hit submit.
Menu button.
And you're done.
App switcher. Dropbox.
So.
Active. Dropbox. Stop button.
That is how to use the new Uber update. And I hope that I was able to assist you in any issues that might have come up. And if you have any questions for me, please feel free to send me an email on the podcast itself. I'll be more than happy to take comments or anything like that. My email address is Chris, C-H-R-I-S. CHAS as in Sam, 0805 at charter.net. Again, Chris Chas 0805 at charter.net. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I hope you will enjoy your next ride with Uber.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.